A husband came back from the doctor and said to his wife, "The psychiatrist no longer wants to see me. We're going to save a lot of money. I have no inferiority complex." He said, "I actually am inferior." Yes, I'm talking about you. And myself. It is so easy to have self-deprecating humor, to you look at yourself in an honest way, because this kind of humor wants to lift us up, to remind us of our common humanity. And today, when Jesus speaks about first take care and strive for the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these other things, what to eat, what to wear, how to live, where to work, who should be your friend, all these things God understands. But today I want to speak with a temptation that is very sinister because it is so subtle. You have all heard the phrase, hurt people, hurt people. The first is an adjective, those people who are hurt. And the second one is a verb, that they tend to hurt other people. When we are hurt by others, by word or deed, it is so difficult and counterintuitive to realize that we are very incidental to the pain. We are not the reason that people hurt us. Because everyone who hurts you begins with a pain deep inside of them. How many good people do you know that get up and say, "Today I am fiscally sound, I have my health and I have my money. Let me go and see if I can inflict some pain on another person." Not too many, unless they're really psychotic, so you better run. But normally, it is people who are hurting. That is why Jesus says, love your enemy. Do good to those who hurt you. Because those are the people that need our prayers the most. A doctor was one asked and says, "What do you don't like about your profession?" "I don't like sick people." That's unusual. How could you not like the very people that you're trying to cure? How could a Christian not understand the pain that is in the other person that is growing so fierce that they have to attack you? Go through your personal pain and see the person that is in pain themselves, and you will find the reason why our Savior took on human flesh, became one of us, and when we were his enemies, he gave up his life for us. And when you do that, you will become a much better person. There was a preacher, Jim Elliot, who said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." Your own character, your own growth, your own ability to see your pain as part of the process of Christian love is a beautiful gift. This way you will not let the light that is in you become darkness. But if you give in to the pain and let the evil grow within you, then you will put out your own light. So the next time someone hurts you, realize they are in pain and take your own suffering as part of a penance for your own sins. And as a beautiful gift to that person that you might be able to help them in their pain. As a conclusion, I want to give you an example of Ruby Bridges, who in 1960 was an African-American girl who was integrating a school system in the South. Norman Rockwell painted her being escorted by the law into school. And as she was being interviewed by a psychologist, Dr. Robert Coles, this is their conversation. The doctor says, "Honey, I saw you talking to those people who were protesting against you. Did you finally get angry with them? Did you tell them to just leave you alone?" Ruby says, "No, I didn't tell them anything. I didn't talk to them. But I was there. I saw your lips move. But I wasn't talking to them. I was praying for them." "Praying for them?" "Yes, I pray for them every day in the car, but I forgot today." "What prayer did you say, Ruby?" Ruby was 6 years old. "Please, God, forgive these people, even if they say those mean things. They don't know what they're doing. So you can forgive them just like you did those folks a long time ago when they said terrible things to you."